Welcome to AM Best Audio.
LIMRA's latest research highlights the evolving role of workplace benefits brokers as key advisors for both employers and employees. With over 60% of workers valuing benefits as a major factor in job retention and nearly 80% of employers depending on brokers for guidance, the industry is shifting toward more comprehensive digital and data-driven solutions. As workplace demographics and employee needs evolve, brokers are expected to play an even greater role in shaping benefit strategies. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Brian Hodgins, Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. Brian, so glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here, John. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Brian, based on your research, how have employee expectations for workplace benefits changed in recent years?
Yeah, John, you know, it's interesting. In our latest research, there has been some changes and some evolution taking place. I think first thing I actually would say, you know, through the research is while some things are going to be changing going forward, a lot is going to stay the same, and it's going to be driven by a lot of the activities by the insurance broker, the benefits broker. So that's one of the things that we'll talk about here. But you know, some of the things that we're seeing right now where it's kind of evolved, you know, there's more and more emphasis on how the economy is impacting employee benefits decisions. You know, if we're in a strong economy, in a healthy business environment, then employers have confidence to invest in their businesses and offer more robust benefits packages. That affects wage increases. And, you know, we can have wage increases that obviously affects employees' willingness to participate in their benefits package. And wage and salary levels are really directly tied to you know, some of the benefits like life insurance and disability coverage. So if we see a stronger, you know, economy, then, you know, we end up seeing better benefits packages and we see employers offering more benefits there. If on the shift, however, you know, we see today lately, inflation has had a huge impact on the business environment, and you know, inflation growing in with recent forecasts coming with a slower economy than the kind of the opposite things happen. A possible recession causes employers to pause spending, maybe even cut some of the benefits. So I think the economy is one of those things, John, it's been a bigger part of the role here of benefits. And also I would say the changing nature of work. You know, today we see more remote and hybrid workers. This requires a different approach to how we deliver benefits to employees. So communicating digital solutions, how are we offering that to remote and hybrid workers? That's been a big change. That's been a shift we've seen over the last few years.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Now, with nearly 80% of employers relying on brokers, Brian, what are the biggest challenges brokers face in meeting employer demands?
Yeah, I think for the brokers, you know, what their challenge is their role is, while I said they're really critical going forward, you know, their role has changed as well. So employers are demanding more from the brokers around helping them navigate changing regulations. I just talked about increasing digital capabilities. So they're looking for, you know, help on guiding them through those capabilities and that new technology. You know, there's a lot of complexity sometimes that's involved in that. So I think what you're seeing is this role of the brokers evolving from where they might have used to be, you know, more spreadsheeting, hey, here are your benefits, here's how they can fit into your company's for your employees. Now it's more of a consulting role. And I think that's going to continue to, you know, to evolve where they're supporting more of the sales, the onboarding, the enrollment, and they're helping guide them on more of the cost benefits of these different benefits packages.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Yeah, spreadsheeting seems almost quaint. We're in such a changing world, Brian, and with digital enablement and data-driven insights increasingly important, how are brokers adapting to these new employer expectations?
Yeah, I think that for the brokers, they're looking at, how do they get more engaged with that employer? And again, I go back to how are they supporting that digital enhancements that are being made. I think the other thing that is being driven by the brokers and their engagement is around the cost benefit. So, employers are putting demands on the brokers around, are these benefits being used by my employees? Help me understand where I need to go and with my particular customized, my benefits package for my types of employees, for my workplace. So we get into things like, wellness, some new benefits around mental health, new benefits around absence, leave absence, things of that nature. So it's taking a more customized approach and overlaying that digital capability and that delivery. And I think it's just putting more demands on the broker, and that's how they're having to adapt to that with the employer.
So Brian, do you see the role of benefits brokers evolving over the next 5 years or so? And if so, what skills will be most critical?
It's evolving to a much more consultant role. And I think that it's going to be more, there's going to be more demands of their knowledge around not only what's going on in the economy, the cost benefits to the employer, changing different, benefits to be customized to the employer. I think it's going to be, they're going to be asked to look at the rising cost of this technology and how to embed it into their, benefits experience. And I think you're going to see more, more demands of their knowledge around the full ecosystem on how to consult with the employer.
Then what are the key takeaways from your research that benefits brokers and employers should be focusing on to stay competitive in today's job market?
Yeah, I think the increased emphasis on the economic value is going to be a takeaway. The broker's value with the carriers and with the employers. The carriers are going to need, the insurance carriers providing these benefits. They're getting a lot of pressure on trying to show the revenue expense combination for the employers and how these benefits can be still cost effective for them. Because, look, we're in an environment currently where, inflation is certainly still in the workplace. Employers and workers are moving through this sort of carefully, trying to look at these rising costs. So I think that employers, and benefits brokers are going to have to be careful around this cost ratio and these rising costs with some of this technology coming in. And again, I think it'll be with brokers, they're going to have to continue to look at what will be required with these different delivery models in a hybrid, more remote type of workforce. How do they personalize that, customize those solutions for those employees and helping that employer offering a good experience for their benefits.
Changing so fast. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That was Brian Hodgins, Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.